smoke the pick slowly. Spectacular delight.
Why, what kind of LS do you like?
Your lizard king has spoken.
Oh hell,
you in the back of the muck. Those trails aren't necessarily bumped.
Summertime.
Some will try to recapture the same flag, but I play it smart and recognize the summertime path.
Look here, flash the message. Look here, flash the message. Look here, flash the message.
Like this now, I don't wanna do it anymore. Couldn't do it if I tried, wouldn't do it if I wanted it. I don't wanna do it anymore. Couldn't do it if I tried, wouldn't do it if I wanted it. Get up, get down now. Hey, get up, get down now. Hey, get up, get down now.
Yes, good evening, good evening. It is Youth Now Radio, now in effect, so we are going to play a track right now, get things started, and we'll be back with you in a minute. So here is Elephant Man with Nalinga.
Sweep your foot to the left and snap your finger.
No linga.
Everybody free up on yourself.
All the girls them way up out of your wind down window. But man a dance, we no want see no hinder. Girl alone we want you now we be when we a linga. So we step to linda.
Everybody a do it. From the kids them to the dancers to the tops them in the street. Move your foot them to the left and to the right, nobody cheat.
Watch your bunty them a mix the linga with the gully creep.
Ding say Ellie, oh him so serious when them a do it.
Dancing
style all outdated like dinga. Ding dang, come we show them fi do the no linga. Sweep your foot to the right and snap your finger.
No linga, no linga.
Them dancing style all outdated like dinga. Come we show them fi do the no linga. Sweep your foot to the left and snap your finger.
No linga.
Everybody
no linga.
Do the no linga.
Dance and step out.
So you do the no linga.
With your foot them a stretch out.
So you do the no linga.
Who can do it get out?
So you fi do the no linga.
No linga, no linga, no linga, no linga.
Sunday, now stop linga all night till he done day. Bring the fun, we take it round a uptown Monday. See the girl them a broke out a wine and a go down day.
Yeah, dance and make everybody a come there. Dancing style all outdated like dinga. Ding dang, come we show them fi do the no linga. Sweep your foot to the right and snap your finger.
No linga, no linga.
Them dancing style all outdated like dinga. Come we show them fi do the no linga. Sweep your foot to the left and snap your finger.
Yes, we are now back, August 24th, Youth Now Radio. What's up, everybody?
We will be on. We're on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Live and direct, Youth Now Radio, coming at you through your speakerphones.
Nalinga, nalinga.
Yes. You know what? It feels. It's like the couple of days have been really warm, and it's been hot, and I've been sitting out in the sun. And then, in case for you to play that, I feel like I'm back in Grenada, brother.
You like that?
I feel like I'm back home, man.
I like that. I'm glad you feel that. I'm glad you feel at home.
Yeah, that was good.
So, how are you doing, man?
I'm great. I'm good.
You good?
Everybody good. I had exceptional weekend actually.
Exceptional.
I kicked it off on Friday. I'm pretty proud of myself. I played ball for the first time in 10 months since my injury.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
I didn't hurt myself. I didn't play too hard, but I broke a sweat. So I had a good time.
Does that mean that the iMove running club is going to be in effect?
I hope so. Yeah.
I'm down.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I said some hesitation there.
iMove Runner Club been in effect. It just only had one member.
You just got to start out with walking.
That's right.
No, man, I got the 5K. I'm ready.
You ready for the 5K? Well, yeah, you're a fit man. I mean,
maybe I might be ready for the 5K. Depends on the pace.
I can see that. I can see that. You're trimming in shape. You look like you're in shape. But you mean, looks can be deceiving too, you know.
Oh, yeah, it is true.
You know, so we got a caller already.
We got a caller. I wonder if they're calling. See, put them right on the ear. Let's have a conversation. And if they're calling about other things, oh well.
Let's see. Who this?
Hello. Yo, what's up? What's up, Dave? What's going on? You on air? What's up?
Can you pump up the volume a bit?
Yeah. What did you want to tell the people? Oh yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, but it's kind of low though.
Yeah, it's kind of low. We gotta get give them some more volume.
It's up as loud as it can go.
Is that right?
Can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you
okay,
now.
Okay. Now I just wanted to let people know, man, this Heaven on Earth Foundation that me and my crew built together. You know what I mean? It consists of movements like End Poverty, Stop the Violence, Knowledge of Self and stuff, and it also consists of books and albums and articles, you know what I mean, and having a youth sports league for every summer trying to get together, you know what I mean? So I just want people to know that they can join, you know what I mean? Heaven on Earth is really reality, you know what I'm saying? People don't really realize that, so having some other movements like Serve the Children, you know what I mean, Change Africa, and we're taking donations for the feed babies in Africa, and I just want people to know realize what's going on and stuff.
What's the contact information for Heaven on Earth, David?
Contact information?
Yeah, how'd they get in touch with you if they're interested in joining your organization?
They can email me at davidsparks at eastlink.ca.
So David Sparks is all one word?
Yeah.
Because it's an interesting concept you bring up, this concept of Heaven on Earth, because a lot of people feel, and this is an interesting, hey, we go right into the spiritual realm on the show, you know, which is not a bad thing, it's a good thing. It's interesting because a lot of people think you got to die and then go to heaven.
No, that's an illusion. I know people think that, but people's minds are slaves and people are meant to be slaves. I was at the time, but I realized and I got enlightened of the truth. You got to face facts, you know what I mean? And people realize, people think that success is having all kinds of money and the hosts of big hosts. Real success is how you treat people and how your heart and soul is and how free your mind is and how you're happy with yourself, even if no money's involved.
I feel that one.
You know what I mean? That's the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how it is. But people think that success is having much money and people look down on people because they ain't got money or nothing. The truth really strike you. And we got some albums. I got this album coming up called Heaven on Earth from my Watts Family crew.
From your what crew?
Watts Family.
Yeah.
Orin's a part of that. I don't know if he's there right now. He's a part of that
too. No, he ain't right here. He's MIAO right now.
Oh, okay. But yeah, this is a big, big thing. The Temple of Hip Hop is part of it too. And the Martin Luther King Project Association, my dad's putting together. So bad, you know about that.
Yeah.
So, where do you guys meet? Like, do you guys have meetings?
Yeah. We have meetings at, up on Highfield, you know, that community center where the library is?
Yeah, that's my center.
Every month. Yeah. And a lot of people are joining. We just came back from Hammond's Plain, told them a little something, showed them some tapes and stuff, and they're interested in stuff. It's really a beautiful thing. I got a lot going down, books and stuff.
What do you guys usually talk about at your meetings?
What we can do for the community, you know.
That's good. All positive.
Yeah, all positive, definitely. You
know? Well, Dave, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to take up all your time.
That's cool, though. Yeah, but we're gonna repeat your email at the end of the show. So make sure everyone gets in touch with you.
Yeah.
So thanks for calling in.
Yeah. If they don't email, if they want to call me.
Yeah.
My number's 406.
Yeah.
9480. You got that?
Yeah,
406-9480.
Yeah.
Okay, we got that. So we got to shout you out again at the end of the show. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate that.
No problem, man.
Okay.
Man, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. This radio thing is real good, man. Mm-hmm. Things are changing, you know?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Reality. Okay, man, I'll check y'all.
Okay.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
That was so cute.
All right,
that
all right.
Nice.
I like the whole Heaven on Earth concept
as
well.
Yeah, me too. Makes me think a little bit.
Yeah.
It is a good concept.
It makes you think about, like, making your own reality, like, heaven, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of empowering, you know, Heaven on Earth. Like, you gotta create your own Heaven on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, how was you guys' weekend?
My weekend was
pretty good. I slept through the storm, so.
Me too.
Or lack thereof storm.
Yeah, exactly. Lack thereof storm.
That was the weakest storm I ever heard of.
I thought it was a big storm.
It was like sunny out.
I can punch and make that much wind, man. Come on now.
But had it been worse, you guys. I don't know.
We probably wouldn't.
I was ready for it to be worse.
I know. But, I know, but
I wasn't ready for nothing because I was already prepared for the storm to be weak.
Yeah.
So I seen the trajectory. Everyone said it was going to be bad. I said, no, it ain't
happening.
That's
true. I remember you saying that.
I didn't have no canned goods, no water, no flashlights. I'm telling you, I was sitting in the house thinking everything was going to go smooth, and it did.
But the thing is, though, some places...
So you moonlighting as a meteorologist, is that what you do?
That's why he's wearing the suit.
I put it right up on the Facebook, man. I wish I could get paid all this money to make bear predictions.
Seriously.
But
I've been on the Facebook for days.
A few places over Halifax, like, lost power.
I know, yeah.
But that's because Nova Scotia Power, that got nothing to do with the strength of the storm. That got to do with the weakness of Nova Scotia Power.
The mirror company, formerly known as Nova Scotia Power, officially sucks, Marsh. You heard it here first. Do they suck?
You didn't hear it here first.
Oh, okay. We never heard it here first, but it's official that Nova Scotia Power sucks.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So next week, I was thinking about having a representative from Nova Scotia Power on the show.
Get him. Yeah. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Kind of
actually, anyone from Nova Scotia Power, if you're listening and you want to explain or defend yourself why you guys suck and or why you don't suck, you're more than welcome to call in 494-2487.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And I'll get him.
And maybe you can try to explain to everybody why you guys want to jack up the rates every other week.
Sure.
Gas is going up. Okay, power got to go up too.
Well, my weekend was good. I'm trying to remember what I did because, you know, I just have a horrible memory. But I know that I did sleep through the storm. And it was very comforting hearing the rain and all that stuff. It was nice. I was wanting it to be a little bit...
More dramatic.
But
yeah.
I wanted it to last longer.
Yeah,
but then the sun came out and I wanted to go outside. So
exactly.
Yeah, but I was stuck in the house and I was so bored. Was anybody else like really bored that day?
Yeah.
I just walked around all day.
Did you?
That's all I did, yeah.
I was with you when you were walking around all day.
Yeah, me and Glenn walking around all day.
Yeah, my weekend was great. Speaking of that day, let's get right into my weekend. Big up to Peace Preston's Education Awareness and Children's Establishment for doing the basketball court and having the kickoff for that. And I was down there at the two adult dances Friday and Saturday, and Tall Glass Lash was in full effect in the building.
Tall Glass Lash.
Actually, Lash, it wasn't really in full effect because Friday, as soon as we got there,
shut down. We got there late. That was our bad, though, because it was still cracking.
It was cracking,
and then... Saturday night, it was cracking again, and I was in there in full effect. And Sunday, I was sleeping through the storm hard because I had my reasons. I had to recuperate. I slept all day yesterday, except when I went down to Nanny. Big up to Miss Frida Williams and Ruby Williams and Granddaddy Ruben Williams. They had a strong supper yesterday, and I went down, got my plate on.
Mm-hmm. You didn't invite us.
No kidding. Yeah.
I told you guys, I just rolled out of bed and went.
Well, I ain't going to let Marsh do that, so I'm also going to shout out Effie Johnson and Eleanor and Aunt Sharon, who are down from Toronto. We had a strong supper as well. And shout out to Linda Brooks and Kevin, because we had some strong ribs upstairs, too. I had a little bit of turkey stuffing, some honey garlic ribs, some rice, some mashed potatoes.
I
had a strong combo plate.
And
you're making me hungry.
Me too, no kidding.
And on that note, I'm going to give a plug for my birthday this Saturday. I'm having a barbecue. Everyone's invited. Come up to the crib. I don't care. I ain't telling you where it is, though. If you don't know where it is, you won't find it. But I'm going to have ribs, steak, burgers, dogs,
what
friends.
What time are we looking at?
Well, we got that thing till 2:30, so anytime after 3:30, it's going to be cracking at my house.
That's cool. And that thing, for people who might be wondering, out in East Preston, I should mention this, the Community Justice Society, they're having a sort of a conversation. Do you know what it is?
Cafe open house around issues of justice in the community.
It's happening at the East Preston Community Center. So I think you had to RSVP. I don't know if there's more, they're looking for more people. But just on the off case that they might be, I mean, contact Community Justice Society. What's it? Is it Hodge? Simon Hodge? Is that the guy's name out in East Preston? Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the name on the email that you sent.
That's good, right. So Simon Hodge is the contact person out of the East Preston Community Center. Get in contact with him. Find out if there's space. Apparently, there's going to be food.
Oh,
that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you're interested, you're a youth, you're interested in justice issues, come check it out.
I'll be there.
At Saturday, what is it? What's the time, gentlemen, ladies?
I think 10:30 to 2:30.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the time.
Yo, can I talk about my weekend?
No.
For sure.
Go ahead, man. What's your weekend?
Weekend, Saturday, I slept in. Awesome, because I hadn't had any sleep that week. But what was it, Sunday? I played Madden all day.
You played what?
Madden.
Is that a video game
ever? Which year? The new one, 2010 or 2009?
I didn't even know that's old. I was playing...
Actually, is 2010 old, Marsh?
Yeah, 10 came out on Tuesday.
Word. I really want to play that then. I was playing 2009, and I was killing it in, like, superstar mode or whatever mode it was, and it was crazy.
Rookie.
No.
Whatever mode it was in.
I'll tell you right now, he wasn't killing it in all Madden, because all Madden cheats, and everybody knows that. If you're playing against the computer, you're not winning on a regular basis on all Madden.
I don't even know what game you're talking about.
Yeah. No kidding.
I'm not a gamer.
Everybody else is just zoned out.
Yeah.
Madden, like, who's that?
So,
shout out to John Madden.
Is that everyone's weekend? Because I wanted to say one more thing, because I don't know how I could forget that I was partying this weekend on Friday for my girl Sinera's birthday. Big ups to Sinera. She's finally 19.
That's why you weren't there on Saturday. You were recuperating.
I just wanted to say happy birthday, Sinera, even though it's over now, but we're still celebrating.
Good. My weekend, what was it? I should chime in too, shouldn't I? This is going kind of... I should just throw my 5 cents in terms of weekends. Well, my weekend was... I don't remember what happened on my weekend, to be honest with you.
That's a good weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was that eventful, man. Now, yeah, actually, we just had a wedding. I went to a wedding for my... my good friend and Dwayne Coyle.
Weddings are fun.
And actually, Katrina.
There was a wedding. I got a shout out, Jerry. You know what I mean? Shout out to the new Mr. and Mrs. Jerry Thomas, I think.
Is
my
it Thomas?
Bad, dog. I don't know your last name. My bad. But you, my cousin, and everything. I don't even know his last name. I feel embarrassed. But
that's the shout out. 494-2487.
Yeah, you want to call me and correct me or call me an asshole?
No, correct. Well, that's what I was just about to say. Call in and call you correct you. Tell you off. Thank you. Call you
But, yo, man, congratulations. Shout out to Big Liv, the best man. Shout out to Big Liv. Also, might as well shout out to Spade for on Melrose.
I hate his names, Big Lip and Spade.
Big Liv?
Big Liv.
Big Liv.
Oh, I was just about to say Big Lip. I was just about to say
Big
Liver.
Big Liver. Yeah.
But yeah, Spade, Melrose, who else is listening? Odiz, who's MIA, you're probably
listening. Yeah, Odiz, we miss you, buddy.
You know what I mean? Capital K, shout out to you,
Capital
YouTube.
K, Kenny.
Feezy, who else is there?
It's Kyle, homie.
Joey, June, all the boys, all Eastside, homie, Big Dogs, Horse. You know what I mean? Everybody, shout out. Eastside all day, every day.
That's good. That's
what
good.
Up? So, we're going to get into a track, and then we're going to come back with Rebecca Moore's show.
I just love the way you just cut me off in mid-sentence.
Oh, my bad, man.
No, I'm playing with you, man. We do need to get into a track. I mean, people probably listen and say, I don't want to know about their weekend. Let's get into some of it. Let's get into the meat.
Yeah, exactly.
We got some new Drake coming up. New Drake.
Yay.
New
Drake. Boo.
Oh, we should play Digital
I think you might like it, Lash.
I might like it.
I love that song.
Yeah. All right.
Is it Digital Hustle? Girl?
Indifferent.
Digital Girl, I got that, though. We're going to play it.
I don't even know.
It's Billboard.
It is play it.
It's Billboard.
So we still playing anyway. Oh. We can play 10%, so that means one song, and that's the one song that we playing.
All right,
you don't hear it on the radio. The one version I got, you won't hear it on 101 The Bounce or 103. So I'm playing it.
Bootleg.
Do it.
Wah-wah.
Okay, so here we go with some new Drake.
Yes, sir.
Look. I let the beat bang, I don't claim colors. Honestly, the honesty is why the game love us. My women either centerfolds or on the main covers. Stunt so hard, I make these niggas hate summer and pray for winter. But when it's winter time, I'm still waiting on these niggas at the finish line. We just took our first trip to the Amalfi Coast. Couple days on the beach, then it's adios.
killer. Just look at what I done alone. You would swear we planted trees the way the money's grown. We've been busy like some bees, no honeycomb. And you could probably feel the breeze when the money's blown. Pardon my towel and flip-flop phase. I'll never be the reason that a bitch got paid. Even when I'm not functioning in tip-top shape, I could bench as much as hip-hop weighs. Drizzy, I'm trying to bring it home. Even if I gotta do it on my own, I'm a motherfucking killer, 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 killer. And I'm the one to blame. Now that I'm around, shit'll never be the same. I'm a killer, 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 killer. Before rap, my last name was my lifestyle. And when I visualize success, it look like right now. What was once gray skies is now white clouds. And I did it with the ones y'all said was not the right crowd. Follow my steps, and you see what I'm about. I keep my money coming in and never going out. Chuck Taylor's on the pavement with the blammers out. Then I hit the league straight out the streets with no talent scout. And now my face bring the cameras out. That young nigga these industry bitches yap about. You know the one the cops bunk you up and ask about. All because I took my wildest dreams and damn mapped them out. I go for mine like it's overtime. Me and my niggas had to struggle so we overshine. Being fuck bitches, I've been on my grind. Cause on a mission, your worst enemy is idle time. I'm trying to bring it home, even if I gotta do it on my own. I'm a motherfucking killer, 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 killer. And I'm the one to blame. Now that I'm around, shit'll never be the same. I'm a killer, 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 nigga.
Okay, okay, we are now back, but we're going to hit you with another track. So we had that request from Lamia for Digital Girl, so here's the remix with Drake and Kanye. So, Lamia, you want to say something?
No, I just was getting really excited over here for this
song. Oh, okay, well, yeah. Here comes the remix, Drake, Kanye, Digital Girl, Jamie Foxx.
Who's that peeking in my window? You should let some more skin show. And if one of these websites get the info, we could work it out, no Nintendo. I just hit alt, tab, switching in between two combos. I should just call cabs and bring them both here to the condo. Yeah, normally it ain't a question. We would cross paths like an intersection. But she just too far away for affection. So I pray that we never lose a connection. Cause I remember Stacy, she probably hate me. She used to threaten she had a man to replace me. She talked that shit, I just hit the escape key. And then she get mad and wanna go and erase me. And I remember Amy, she used to aim me. She stayed up late and used to blame me. She say I'm too wild, she wanna tame me. I told her even Photoshop couldn't change me. But you got me open, girl, why lie? We ain't even trying to settle, so why try? End a night with a kiss and a bye-bye. No strings attached, your love is so Wi-Fi.
Girl, 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 girl. She's my digital girl, 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 girl. She's my digital girl.
Always never see you, but I always got you right here for me. Yeah, tucked in my Louis computer bag, wherever you are, I could be. I'll type you a message full of vex and go. You shoot me a video and then upload. Even though I hate this distance, it keeps me persistent. One day I'll have your ass up in this kitchen. My digital girl,
girl, girl, girl, girl, girl, girl. She's my digital girl, 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 girl. My digital girl. Without you on my mind.
have nothing to worry about. It's easy, look. Let me explain. When you take the picture, cut off your face and cover up the tattoo by the waist. Let the MC search till I reach third base. And when I get home, I'ma hit home plate. Wait, could this be considered our first date? Yay, the picture just looks so trash. Your body make a baller spin, cook coke cash. Plus every good girl wanna go bad and Playboy mags like Stacey Dash or Kim Kardashian be a lady at it. You know what's the crazy thing? Some girls will make you wait longer than AC Green. Passion of the Christ, 33-0 virgin. That's disrespectful, baby, don't encourage him. I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Persian. Dashiki, kimono, or turban. They say I dress right, but my swag so urban. Trying my luck, I hit her with the text, said, baby, you up? Question mark. And she respond, yes, S-S-I-R. Hard.
Girl.
Hard. Literally.
I love that song. Man.
Yeah, that is the jam, though.
It is.
Shout out to Tall Glass Lash dancing around in the suit.
Yeah.
They can't see that. Our viewers can't see that, but yeah, Lash came in the suit. He's looking sharp. I'm not even going to say nothing funny about Lash. He's looking very sharp in this blue suit. So.
Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to all the digital girls out there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Me
Stacey too. Dash. Holler.
So what is up? What is this? What is up with this digital? I was just asking if she's real or if it's kind of
it's
just
on the internet.
She's real. She's on the internet.
Oh,
on like MSN or Facebook.
Yeah,
or
you know what I mean.
What you like?
So, but what makes it digital though? Just because
you're talking to her online.
Talking to her online.
No combo.
Ain't really calling her.
You didn't hear Drake when he said, "I just press Alt Tab, going between two convos. I should just get a cab and bring them both to the condo."
Now, how come you know that so well? That's like second nature to you, isn't it? I mean, it's like you said that without any sort of hesitation or pause.
Because I've been talking between two combos before.
Understood.
Don't get caught up.
Understood.
Yeah, wouldn't that be like sending the wrong message to the wrong girl?
No,
that
wouldn't be
people
good.
Do that sometimes, you know. Text messages mostly.
Yeah, talk to different people at different times, yeah. It's part of life.
Mm-hmm. No comment.
Hi. So, Ms. Moore, what's happening?
All right. Well, I'll just get into it. The topic that I feel like discussing today is Mi'kmaq vending rights, because this is something that the Friendship Center has been sort of dealing with.
Before you proceed, I mean, a couple of things. I don't want to just...
I'm not trying
to cramp your style. All but right. Just the Friendship Center, just let our listeners know who Friendship Center is, and also just the vendor. Because Lemire asked about what is a vendor, you know
all
what
right.
I mean?
So a vendor is somebody that sells their products or their goods, mm-hmm. you know? And the Mi'kmaq Friendship Center is the center where it has different services available to... Mi'kmaq people. Mm-hmm. So it's a community center.
Mm-hmm. On Gardiner Street, for those of you who don't know.
Yes. Yeah, so is anybody here familiar with the Treaty of 1752? Ever heard of it? No.
You told me a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, I did. It's the very first peace treaty between the British and the Mi'kmaq. And it was signed by Major Jean-Baptiste Cope, who is, by the way, just... interesting fact is my great 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 grandfather. I think it's that many. Anyhow.
Is your great 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 grandfather?
I think it's a few more than
great,
that.
Great 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 great. I think it's six.
Wow.
Or more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyhow.
So he was the British officer who made the the Mi'kmaq who did the
Mi'kmaq chief.
Okay.
And anyhow, so he signed this peace treaty and we celebrate it every October. It's called Treaty Day, if you guys have ever heard of it.
Okay.
And it's when all Mi'kmaq, we get together and we eat or whatever. But it has a bunch of different rights that we're entitled to that was agreed upon between the Mi'kmaq and the Queen
mm-hmm.
way back in 1752. So one of these rights that was agreed upon was that Mi'kmaq people could sell their goods anywheres in Halifax without, like, we wouldn't need a vending license.
Okay.
And we could just go do that, right? So here it says, and I will read it. Article 4 of the 1752 treaty declares, the Indians shall have free liberty to bring to sale to Halifax or any other settlement within this province skins, feathers, fowl, fish, or any other thing they shall have to sell, where they shall have liberty to dispose of their best advantage. So that is what it says right there. Now, this treaty is still in effect, right? And why it's coming up is because this summer, the Friendship Center in particular wanted to set up a few vending booths down on the waterfront. We are aware of our rights, so they did not have a vending permit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
the Friendship Center didn't have a vending license because it didn't need one.
Exactly, because of the treaty. We would like to enforce our rights.
Sure.
And so they were given a hard time by, say, other vendors being like, why don't you need a vendor's permit and whatnot? And also the city being like, you can't sell these things here, right? And
so this is the Friendship Center encountered this sort of resistance, like,
yes,
after or during they were during this
during
setup, during people other vendors were coming in to them and
yes,
and asked, saying this to them. Okay.
Yes.
And the city came up to them as well.
Yes. And also I do believe that it says here, I read in a letter from Don Ewald saying that the Friendship Center has repeatedly been refused vendors' license to sell crafts and everything. And really, why would you refuse us a vendor's license if we don't really need one anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a meeting recently between some representatives from the Friendship Center and the city. I was supposed to sit in on that meeting, but I couldn't make it that day. So, but basically I was filled in. The city agreed to have a few spots open, like a few vending spots to give to the center for free. But any Mi'kmaq that wants to go and sell their products, they'll have to go through the center, right?
So the center becomes the default licensing?
Yes.
So in essence they're saying you need to get licensed. The city won't do it. The Friendship Center will do it. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes. Okay. Say if I wanted to go set up a booth, I would have to go to the Friendship Center to do that.
Okay.
And ask for one of their slots. But really,
That's unacceptable.
Just a second.
That's what I'm saying.
So there are a limited amount of numbers. There's a limited amount of vending opportunities for the Friendship Center.
Yes.
And if other
spots, they're willing to give us like four spots, like on the waterfront, just
in total.
Yeah.
So that means if any other Mi'kmaq person producer,
we have to go to the Friendship Center and book those spots.
Oh, so the Friendship Center own. So I guess in essence, I'm trying to say that you only have four opportunities
basically
for vending, and if other people come and four already got taken, then there's no opportunity.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly, and that's absurd because, well, I understand why Mi'kmaq can't, because really we have to go within the vending areas of the city, and I understand that Mi'kmaq can't take up all the vending areas because that's not fair to other people, but why do we have to go through the Friendship Center? Why, if it says in the treaty that Mi'kmaq can go sell our goods, why can't we just go sell our goods without no hassle? Why do we have to go through this establishment in order to do it?
Exactly.
So is that the issue of the day? I mean, before we get into the conversation on our end, this is the issue for...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so what's the number case?
494-2487.
494-2487.
That's the number to call if you want to contribute on this discussion about issues relating to treaty rights for Mi'kmaq people and sort of the regulation of the opportunity to sell product, your produce as a vendor.
Yeah.
I personally find both provisions of what came out of the discussion with the city to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, it says very clearly, I got it in my hand and you just said it, free liberty to bring the sale to Halifax or any other settlement within this province, etc., any other thing they have to sell, where they shall have liberty to dispose thereof to the best advantage.
Okay,
that
so
means...
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. What does it mean? Go ahead.
It means that they have the ability to set up shop anywhere at any time based on the treaty.
Okay, so this treaty was written in 1752.
Yes.
And we're now in 2009.
Okay, so
but
It's still in effect, but in essence, I'm saying the context,
the context 1725
has changed. I mean, the 2009 has changed. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
And maybe what we would like to sell may have changed.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, but there are other provisions of certain things that, like, for example, when the Constitution was established in 1867, in order to be a senator, you had to own $4,000 worth of land, which is the equivalent of $250,000 right now, but that hasn't changed. It's still $4,000.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? So in historical context, it doesn't matter that times have changed. That's what it says. It is what it is until the treaty's revisited.
Okay. Exactly.
And what I was going to say is with respect to what Rebecca just said was when she said, you know, it's not necessarily fair to other vendors. The fact of the matter is that if a vendor has gone to the city and got a vending license and they're there first, then I think that, of course, you have to respect. I say this all the time. The line is the logical structure of society. So if someone's there ahead of you, they're there ahead of you. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
So that's how it works. But if you, as a native person, have something that you want to set up and sell, then set up and sell it. You know, there shouldn't be no limitations on that, or you having to go to the Friendship Center or anything like that, because the treaty says that there's no limitations on that.
So how do you regulate then? How do you make sure that everybody there is, you know, has the space they need to do what it is they do? As you say, how do you regulate the line?
First come, first serve. If you are there and you need X amount of space to do what you got to do, you get that space.
That's
how it goes down. And if you're there, you're there. You see, like, I just recently got back from Hong Kong. You see the markets over there? Like, I mean, I know no one else has been there, but I mean, many different places. I mean, Sobez, you've been to the islands. Mm-hmm. Like, you're from there. You know they have the markets down there. Mm-hmm. Everybody got their space. You're in your space. It's crowded. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it goes down sometimes. So if that's how it has to happen, then I think we need to be in touch with the fact that, you know, people have a right to do their business.
All right. Well, us over here in Studio A, we're going to throw our 5 cents in, and our 5 cents in is going to be 2 tracks. So, my man, the Ghost over here, he got some new Jay to play for y'all, and I got some new Arkells to play for y'all. So, that's what we're going to do. So, we're going to hit you.
Throw out the number again before you go to the tracks.
Oh, yeah. Before we go to the tracks, some food for thought. Y'all want to chime in on the conversation on how do you feel about the Mi'kmaq rights to sell and needing a vendor's license or whatnot? You can call in at 494-2487. So, we ready, Ghost?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, we got some new Jay-Z and some new R. Kells coming at you right now, right here on Youth Now Radio 88.1 on CKDU. Check us out.
Yeah.
tomorrow, bitch.
Whenever you about to discover, we all fed. You about to tell her you love her, we all fed. Always wanna fight in a club, and we all fed. But you can't bring that future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all fed. Oversized clothes and chains, we all fed. Niggas still making it rain, and we all fed. But you can't bring the future back.
Tell them niggas get off me. Chris, we all fed. Tim's, we all fed. Rims, we all fed.
Yeah, we all fed. Is you still on that? And we still making money, cause we still on that.
Same black versus white, my nigga, we all fed. Tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Limbaugh to get off my balls. In 2010, I 1864. Yeah, we come so far. So I drive around town, hard top in the saw. And my Tribeca love with my highbrow. And my high yellow bra. And my dark skin sense. And my best white mate. Say what's up to Chris. How's that for a mix? Got a black president. Got green presidents. Blueprints in my white iPod. Black diamonds in my Jesus piece. My God.
discover we all dead. You about to tell her you love her, we all dead. Always wanna fight in a club and we all dead. But you can't bring the future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame and we all dead. Oversized clothes and chains, we all dead. Niggas still making it rain and we all dead. Cause you can't bring the future back.
Niggas get off me. Chris, we all bad, Tim's, we all bad, Grimm's, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad, is you still on that? Are you still making money, cause you still on that?
I don't give a fit up, a bit out the way that you used to move, what you used to do. And I don't give a fit up, a bit out the bitches that you used to screw, what your future do. And we don't really care what you used to say, unless that affects your future pay. I'm on the practice field running 2 a day, so I don't drop the ball when it's through my way. So I don't give a bit up, a bit out the shit that you probably did, who you probably is. The only time I feel in past tense, cause I'm past rims and I'm past tense. If you driving it, I drove it. You got it, cause I sold it. You copped it, I bought it back. And we don't give a fit up, nigga, we off that.
Whatever you about to discover, we all dead. You about to tell her you love her, we all dead. Always wanna fight in a club and we all dead. But you can't bring the future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame and we all dead. Oversized clothes and chains, we all dead. Niggas still making it rain and we all dead. Cause you can't bring the future back.
Tell them niggas get off me. Chris, we all bad. Tim's, we all bad. Grimm's, we all bad.
Yeah, we all bad. Is you still on that? And we still making money cause we still on that. Yes, that was Jay-Z off the new Blueprint 3 album. So now we're going to come back with some new R. Kells, I'm a Beast. And
Kells!
Yeah, it is. Yes.
It's a Neo diss, awesome.
That's what I heard anyway. So check it out. Kells, Not Guilty.
Boy, I am from the hood, boy. Came up from the dirt, self-made hustler. I'm a beast. I'm a beast. I'm surrounded by all these devil mouths. They talking about Kells. Some say I came from heaven, but I rose up from hell. And ever since I rose up, success has been my sail. So call the hits my lawyer, cause they got me out on bail. Never been a snitch, boy. Never been a bitch, boy. Why I gotta hate on you? Look at me, I'm rich, boy. You need a steering wheel the way you ride my dick, boy. Say you's a go-getter, go get your own shit, boy. What it's gonna take for you motherfuckers to understand I'm a R&B boss? Kells think he'll rap. Nah, bitch, I'm just trying to get my point across. Niggas hate no niggas. Man, y'all know y'all keep up shit. That's why when it comes to these hits, I'm gonna keep up shit. Keep rising to the top. Keep getting that money. Keep laughing at you clowns, cause you clowns is funny. I've been grinding for 17 years, trying to keep the peace. But nah, you motherfuckers done brought out the beast. So get it understood, boy. I am from the hood, boy. Came up from the dirt, self-made hustler. I'm a beast. I'm a beast. When I was young, all my dreams seemed so far. Coming up was so hard. Now I'm a rock star. Cause all I do is rock bars. I stays on fire. Just look at the hot cars. You need a hit from Kells, aight, my nigga. No problem. I'm clean, but I'm dirt. I'm good, but I'm the worst. I'm last and I'm first. I'm blessed and I'm cursed. But my career is soaring while my life is a hot mess. But the depth of my struggle determines the height of my success. I believe that. Whatever billion dollars, trying to see that. Whatever billion, I'ma be still asking where the weed at. Hit lots of clubs, take lots of shots of Patron. Hold my middle finger up, tell haters to get the fuck on. Stay shiny, boy. Stay grimy, boy. Keep these fine ass bitches straight, I'm it, boy. Now where you gonna hear a better name? With 17 years in the game, still continuing to make it rain. Put these fools to shame. I'm a beast. Understood, boy. I am from the hood, boy. Came up from the dirt, self-made hustler. I'm a beast. I'm a beast. So get it understood, boy.
I am from the hood, boy. Came up from the dirt, self-made hustler. I'm a beast.
Wait a minute, where you going? You ain't going no motherfucking well. I got more to say, bitch. Look at me. Y'all smile in my face and talk shit in back of me. I got the ball I'm trying to shoot, but y'all niggas keep hacking me. Could it be that I'm a king cause R&B been good to me? Or could it be that you's a lame that hate the game and can't beat me? I used to rep the shy, but now I know my worth. I still rep the shy, but earth is my turf, nigga. I've been around the world, thrown bitches round the world, heard rumors round the world, still I'm touring round the world. Talk about me on your records to make your sales better. Play it backwards, it'll probably say
Kells is the coolest ever.
So don't think this is a song, it's a taste of my wrath. Bet till you're nervous, nigga, I got a dick and a half. I'm a beast. Get it understood, boy. I am from the hood, boy. Came up from the dirt, self-made hustler. I'm a beast. I'm a beast. So get it understood, boy. I am from the hood, boy. Came up from the dirt, self-made hustler. I'm a beast. I'm a beast.
Got your ass. I will call out some motherfucking names, but it's so many of you motherfuckers hating. Song ain't motherfucking long enough. Bitch ass niggas. Fade that shit. Maybe on the remix, nigga, I'll call your name out. You gotta stay tuned for that shit. I'm trying to sell records, bitch.
Whoa, that song?
He's angry.
It kind of scared me. I didn't like... Well, I don't know. I liked it, so in I a way. But it was just really weird listening to R. Kelly scream.
That's what I'm saying. So I figured I'd play that for the viewers to see.
Yeah.
Show them a taste of R. Kelly's that no one ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows. I mean, people... I mean, maybe just a bit of a side discussion. I mean, we all know why he's angry. I mean, the
allegations of peeing on people.
Is that... Yeah. Well, one of many. But, I mean, also just the underage... relationships. Yeah.
And he's admitted to it. Like, he has friends. He did an interview with BT like last year, and he was like, yeah, I have friends who are like 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like a 40-year-old man.
Mm. Like, he's an angry 40-year-old man on this particular track.
Yes.
Yep.
He is.
Most 40-year-old men are angry.
And before...
I'm not angry.
No.
At least not when the lights are on.
I was just going to say, and before we played that track, someone said it was a neo diss. I just want to give a little context to that. Apparently, what happened was R. Kelly was on tour, and Neo was supposed to be on the tour. And I think after the first show or the second show, like very early in the tour, Neo got dropped or kicked off the tour, however you want to put it. And then he was in interviews saying that he feels the reason he got kicked off the tour is because he would upstage R. Kelly. So if indeed that was a response to that, then just to give a little bit of context of I guess, how Neo's involved with R. Kelly's anger, so to speak.
That sucks. Does anybody remember the Best of Both Worlds album?
It was great.
It was. Remember that tour?
Yeah, man, but they say R. Kelly's is a prima donna, man, because like I said, they tried to tour Jay-Z and R. Kelly tried to tour that album, and it didn't work out, man.
I heard R. Kelly got maced.
And he charged Jay-Z.
Yeah. He tried to sue him for
something.
Yeah, for like
man.
$300 million or something.
R. Kelly's a prima donna, man. But he makes hits, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, going back to this issue about native treaty rights.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Becky, I mean, because we were talking during the break a little bit about the whole kind of how the government sort of, you know, this... The real root of the issue for you is that the fact that, you know, that this treaty, rather than saying, oops, we made a mistake, look, we've got this treaty on our books, the response was more along the lines of, you know...
Let's negotiate this treaty when it clearly states what it states, right?
Exactly.
That we have this right. So why do we have to negotiate this right? You know, and to me, the fact that we even have to go have these meetings to... negotiate this, it's just disrespectful.
How so?
Can I respond to that, please?
Yes, yeah.
I'm just so passionate about this right now because when Becky brought me this information, I just been looking at it, and it clearly says right here, by virtue of Section 88 of the Indian Act, et cetera, under Article 4 of the 1752 Treaty, Mi'kmaq engaged in activities protected are exempt from prosecution by any provincial and or municipal legislation that is in conflict with the treaty. And it also says where's it at? If a conflict arises, the terms of the treaty prevail. So why are we
even having
this conversation right now?
Exactly.
But the city sucks.
This city does suck.
Oh, wow. We're going to be called a sucky show, by the way, guys.
Not the city, man. It's the people in positions of power, man,
that don't know what they're doing, man.
Get them out of there, everybody.
Clean house right now, man.
Municipal government sucks.
Yeah.
Putty Provo for mayor.
Yes. For real, though.
He is the man.
For real. I'm putting it out there.
Putty Provo for mayor.
Okay.
Seriously. Okay. Lamia, tell your father to run for the next municipal election, and he'll win.
Well, he's got iMove's vote, that's for sure.
The thing is, though, he would win hands down, for sure.
I agree.
It'd be a landslide.
But one of the things I wanted to get out to, based on the conversation we had during the musical break, was this sort of what's going on when you have laws on the books and those laws are not being recognized, or they're being, you know, what's going on? Is it disrespect? Is it sort of an attempt to kind of modernize the laws? What I don't know. In your opinion, Becky, I'm asking you this. You know, it's your issue.
I think from what I see, they like to sort of brush us off, and maybe they like to sort of dance around the issues so that, you know, they don't deal with them. They just make us wait longer and they let it drag on by you know, like, there's a lot of, like, red tape, bureaucratic bullshit that goes on with, like...
Understood.
Yeah, and then, you know, it doesn't only happen to, like, say, us and our treaties and people. It happens to everybody, and, you know, the government just doesn't work fast enough for some people. And I just think, like, I don't understand why not, you know?
Mm-hmm. So more dialogue. But what about the other thing we talked about a little bit, too, was this, the apology that Stephen Harper recently gave on behalf of Canada, really.
Yes.
And something you said during the break, too, that kind of struck me in terms of, you know, you felt it was... Do you want to say how you felt about that apology?
I felt that it was just words. That's what I said. I said, okay, so you're apologizing to... You're acknowledging what you did was wrong, that you guys messed up, and that you severely, like, hurt our people, right? But what are you gonna do now to help make it better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you think you can just say sorry and, like, you think it'll go away? How are you gonna help us fix our communities that you helped damage so badly? There are issues that are still going on because of residential school and because of those the residential school survivors, and somehow they raised their children. So a lot of them, like, developed addictions to alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, raised their children in they didn't know how to raise their children, so it just caused so many problems. So, yeah, you're apologizing to us, but what are you going to do to help us make it better, you know?
I just want to go on record and say that I think residential schools, by far, the worst idea by any government since slavery.
Yeah, close on.
For real.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because in South Africa, the South African government at the time, you know, when apartheid was just sort of an idea, they came to study the whole idea of apartheid here in Canada.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was going to say that as soon as you started going there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was in the 20s, was it? Approximately.
Yeah,
approximately 1920s. Yeah, just for anybody who might not be aware that the apartheid that we hear about in South Africa, that kept Nelson Mandela in jail, that continues to stifle the development and the growth of the black communities in South Africa, they came here to study the way the natives and the blacks were treated in Nova Scotia, Halifax, to make the model for apartheid in South Africa.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Now you know, people. Now you know. And they say...
No, now you know.
And they say there's no racism here.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, people... But people who practice racism come here to, like, see what's really
good. To learn how to do it.
School,
How do you set up systematic racism? Let's go to Nova Scotia.
They'll tell you.
They'll give you the blueprint.
Wow, we're being are we being tough? Are we being too tough on Nova Scotia?
No, man, we're just being real.
We're just being
man.
Real.
It's real.
Sometimes
it's the truth.
You gotta get it out. Though.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, actually, I'm gonna give a perfect example of the situation I've been dealing with in Nova Scotia personally. Now, I've been saying for a number of many months of how there's racism in the work system. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, in the last since October, I've sent out literally probably about 1,000 resumes.
1,000.
1,000.
Wow.
I've gotten under 5 calls, under 5, all within Nova Scotia. Last Friday, I sent one resume to a place in Ontario, got a call Monday.
That's nuts.
What's really going on, people? What's really going on?
I'm looking at him right now.
You're looking at Marshall. Marshall's like, he wants answers. Really, he does want answers.
What's really going on?
So if you have answers out there for Marshall, you know, if you got any kind of explanation, give us a call, 494-2487. We invite your calls. I mean, we're not going to bite your head off. I mean, this, unless you want us to. But no, for real, give us a call. And it would be interesting to know if you know, what you feel about First Nations rights. Treaty rights. I mean, are they being respected? And if they're not, why not? And just, I think, just in general, issues of
human rights in general.
Human rights in general.
Human rights in general.
Specifically in Nova Scotia. So we're going to go through some Canadian content. We're going to throw on an old track that not many people might have heard, but I'm going to resurrect it. I just found it digging through the crates.
Bring it back.
So I'm going to bring it back. This goes out to all the Eastsiders, you know, and it's a familiar track. And
am I on it?
Actually, yes, you are on it.
Yes.
Wow. Is it vampires? So, you know, I like vampires. You guys going to play vampires?
Is it the fat track?
Yes.
Yes. You feel that.
So, feel this fat track going out to the Eastsiders and everybody right here in Nova Scotia. I love my hood. I love my province. I love my country, even though it sucks at times, most times. But anyway.
Well, why do you love your country? This is it's an interesting... Well, maybe we can talk about that when
we'll
get back.
We'll check what we get back. So check the fat track and we'll be
contradictory
back.
Contradictory
I get to poppin' when I go club hoppin', people's jaws droppin'. Like, look who just walked in and slashed with a stack of cash, jewels to flash, trying to find a fly chick so. Like, look who just walked in and slashed with a stack of cash, jewels to flash, trying to find a fly chick so. Players represent and throw your hands up. I'm a ball of smoke up and.
Yeah, we have to apologize, Lash. I got a shady copy, I guess.
All right, that's all good, man. We'll hear the fair track next week, man.
You ain't got it on your CD?
No, it ain't on that. It ain't on that version of the disc, man.
Oh.
That disc is just all my solo stuff.
Oh.
All right. Let me. I'm going to teach you some mic etiquette.
Oh, it doesn't go.
It goes like that.
Should we do this off air?
No.
Sorry.
Everything's live and direct.
Yep. Let's
do it.
Actually, I'm just for those of you who are wondering what the hell I'm talking about. Your microphone needs to be pointed.
You guys don't got it clipped right, man.
Does the clip. Like
is it clipped? The clip got to go further up.
Go ahead. Just do your deal.
Do you want to go into another one?
There we go. That game.
That's good. I think.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm just gonna queue up something from Lash's solo project.
No case, you queuing her up.
Yep, I'm not.
But
really
you digging
sure.
out? You just don't pick a random number because I don't know I don't even know the track numbers off my own album, man. Pick you know the CD better than me.
Number 5.
Number yeah. 5.
The Ghost wants to hear number 5.
Ghost, number 5 might be the Freak Show, ma.
That's cool. I like what was the other one?
The Freak Show. That's what we're gonna hear. The Freak Show.
I don't know what it is though. It might be the Freak Show.
So this goes out to Eastsiders once again because we had to make up for that Canadian content. So we got our in-house, our resident artists. Mm. One of them anyway. Indeed. Lash gonna hit you with something right quick. So here's that.
Here, huh?
And we'll be back.
That's the whistle. All y'all here, huh? That's all y'all here, huh? That's all y'all hear, Lash and this bitch. Mysterious.
1-2, y'all. Check me out, y'all.
Nigga, you heard them guns whistling. Weapons of mass destruction, nigga. We the ones who sneaking all the missiles in from East Preston to Michigan. You know we get them pistols in. When a slash fitting it, everybody's listening. I'm pimping it, big dickin' it, kicking it. Where them chickens is, the flow's ridiculous. So my position is on top. If not, somebody gets dropped. You hear that? It means somebody got popped and got knocked off. It's guaranteed that they gon' flop. Cause really, them pop tarts are just holding my spot. Them niggas all talk, they kimble shit and walk until I pop them. Betcha that they're gon' stop. My gut it on lock. Two to the spine and two to your stomach. You don't want it, you know that the east side run it. Niggas never ever scheme on my chatter. I whistle shots through your leather. I'm from the east, bitch. No one do it better, huh?
That's all y'all hear. We put the whistle on them guns, nigga. We don't care. That's all y'all hear, we got them things lined up, all the soldiers in here. That's all y'all hear, we put the whistle on the gun, nigga, we don't care. That's all y'all hear, we got them things lined up, all the soldiers in here, yeah.
Stupid up in this bitch, see a whole lot of dancing. I guess everybody standing like a national anthem. Marlowe's what they chanting, bitch niggas scrambling, why? They don't wanna fuck with this black guy from east side. Release my catch a cold sick rhymes, lyrically punishing niggas for spitting shit lines. Cheer, and this is just the beginning of my profession. Dog, come off in the right direction, got protectors, Smith from Wesson, yep. For the haters, yep, sex waking up the neighbors, y'all know that I hit the gators. Matter of fact, man, y'all know that I'm like the Lakers, the greatest. And Shaq, they couldn't take it, traded that ass over to Miami. Matter of fact, Dre punched at the Grammys. What the fuck going on? Love the family. Freestyling now, cause I'm that nigga. Come shoot, man, pop the trigger. Don't give a motherfucker in the bar. Yeah, I buy that liquor. Y'all know when I leave, I'm all crunked up. Y'all know when I get home, I'm all fucked up. I don't give a motherfuck, man, I'm all buzzed up. Let's slash, yeah, he in the passenger truck. I don't know what's going on in here. Y'all know we still blowing off gas, still whistling, yeah. That's all y'all hear. We gon' get it started, and hey, we get it poppin'. You know, let's just last mysterious for show. We gonna go to the mall, we gonna buy it all. Hey, blow gas every fucking day.
Yes. Shout out to Mysterious.
Mysterious.
Shout out to Fresh. Shout out to Zach. Shout out to Trig. Shout out to Mike, a.k.a. Local, a.k.a. Takeoff.
A.k.a.
All the boys.
$1 million man.
Yes, man. Ted DiBiase. You know what I mean? Everyone,
$1 million man.
Everyone down from Ontario, the east side, is down here for a visit.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I heard you guys leaving today. I'm not sure if you did or not. If you did, safe travels. If you're not, hopefully I'll check you all later. Yeah.
Indeed. Well, I mean...
Did you just snort?
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Like, what's going on? Look at that, man.
You can't escape that one, buddy.
You know what? I'm not even embarrassed, man. I mean, I might just even break wind and shock everybody even more.
Ew.
No, I don't.
Close the door.
I don't. My wife tells me I do snore, but I don't believe her. I think she's lying.
Why would she lie like that?
I know. Why would she? I'm asking myself the same question. Maybe I don't know. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about, though, maybe just to conclude a little bit about, is just where are they now, Becky, with this treaty struggle? What's the, you know, where are things at?
Well, right now, from what I understand, they are giving the Friendship Center a few vending slots. So anybody who's Mi'kmaq that wants to sell their things can go through the Friendship Center and request one of those slots.
Mm-hmm.
So, but those slots are limited. So we will have to sign up and sort of compete in a way, like first come, first serve for these slots. And so that's pretty much how it stands.
Well, you know, for many people listening, and I'm totally playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
For many people listening, people may say, well, that's resolved. That's fine. I mean, you guys, you know, that should be how it should be, that, you know, you have to compete. Everybody else has to compete for a spot. I mean, Marsh talked about the line, you know, that you know, the queue, first come, first serve kind of basis.
Yeah.
Why should it be any different for the Mi'kmaq community? Why?
Because they were the first come, so you should get the first serve. What are you talking about?
First
That's
the
easy question.
Serve.
First come, first serve. You said it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
I do, in a sense. What I feel is, I remember you asked me during the when the track was playing, you said, what do I feel would be what do I feel that we want or we need out of this?
Mm-hmm.
What I feel is just the fact that, like I said before, the fact that I think we had to negotiate this issue was disrespect to the treaty, mm-hmm. just right off. And I also feel like, because as a Mi'kmaq person, because it says here on this treaty, say if I feel like going up and setting up a booth and selling, say, some crafts or whatever I felt like selling, why can't I? Because it says right here that I can.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I can't do that. So this treaty, I don't know, it's not doing much, you know? So. Mm-hmm.
But it does, I mean, Lemire, you talked about the fact that, you know, maybe people might want to sell things that might be, you know, tobacco, for example. I mean, say if somebody in the Mi'kmaq community decided they wanted to sell, you know, be a vendor for cigarettes, I mean, that would be a problem. So, I mean, the issue of how do you regulate, you know, it can't be, or can it be? I don't know. Can it be a free for all, or can it, what kind of regulation would make things sort of run smoothly, I guess?
I see what you mean. I don't think it would be a free for all. Like, say, if we wanted to set up a booth selling marijuana, that would just be absurd and ridiculous. Mm-hmm, that's illegal.
Right.
So, of course, we wouldn't do anything like that. But what's the problem with wanting to sell, you know, crafts? Why do we have to get such a hassle? And I understand that it needs to be regulated, that we don't want to maybe take for granted this treaty and go out and sell everything just because we can. But mm-hmm. I don't think that would ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like it says, because this is back in 1752, it says liberty to sell things, like it talks mostly about skins and feathers and fish and those types of things. So obviously, like, legitimate,
mm-hmm.
legitimate things to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Point taken. Well, I think, I mean, for me anyway, I just think, you know, maybe the government does need to kind of begin to kind of respect its treaty agreements.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen all the conflict that arises out of the land issues.
Yeah.
So.
That's a whole other issue, the land issues.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think all in all we want is for these treaties to be taken seriously. Because I don't feel that they are. And they're supposed to be a very strong legal document. And I feel like the government, in a way, just plays with them and takes advantage of them because they are treaties between Aboriginal people and, you know, the Crown. Mm-hmm. So.
Point taken. Yes, yes, yes. I feel like Casey now. Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Are we taking care of business now?
Excellent.
Taking care of business.
So, yeah, anyone got some PSAs over there they want to shout out?
That's what I was referring to.
That's the business that Marsh was talking about.
Let's get it on. Let me give you some music, dog.
I already got music.
That too much music for you, dog?
Tell me what y'all smoking. Yeah, what kind of heat y'all holding?
Come on.
Let me get into these PSAs, man. All right. Join us Sunday, September 27th for the 2009 Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life in support of people living with HIV/AIDS in Nova Scotia. Contact Laura Toole at 425-4882, extension 228, or email walk@acns.ns.ca. Also, go east on Saturday, August 29th for the 9th Annual Antique Car Show at Memory Lane Heritage Village from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. More than 100 antique vehicles and farm tractors on the grounds of this historic village. Cub car races for kids, special prizes, and live music. Memory Lane is located in Lake Charlotte, a 50-minute drive east of Dartmouth on the 107. This is a rain or shine event. For more information, call 1-877-287-0697 or go to www.heritagevillage.ca. And on a side note, after you leave the car show, come to the Williams residence for the barbecue on my birthday, the 29th. Now, last but not least, no, it's not the one that you guys think it's going to be. The Hospice Society of Greater Halifax now offers a bereavement drop-in support group. Meetings are held on the first and third Wednesday of each month from 4:30 to 6 in the hospice office at 5880 Spring Garden Road, Suite 306. For more info, call 446-0929. I can't talk about the smooth talkers every week, guys. Can't do it.
And this is Mia with the weather. Weather girl's back. Today,
make it rain.
We had, and it was, cloudy with showers today, 19 degrees.
Overnight we're going to have 15 degrees and it's going to be foggy. Tuesday we have 15, it's going to be 15 degrees, cloudy. Tuesday afternoon it's going to go up to 23 degrees. Wednesday it's going to be cloudy with sunny breaks, 30% chance of rain, high of 21. Thursday, August 27th, mainly sunny, 40% chance of rain. No, I don't think it's 40% chance of rain. Anyways, it's going to be high of 20 degrees Celsius. Friday, sunny, 18 degrees. Saturday, sunny, 19 degrees. Sunday, scattered showers, 19 degrees. And Monday, it's going to be 19 degrees and sunny. So we got some sun coming up next week, which is good.
Indeed.
Excellent.
Indeed. Are you, were you knocking your pencil on the...
Yeah, I was. I did it.
He
and
was
what?
Waiting for me to finish. He was just like,
no, I was jamming to the beat.
Yeah, that idea.
So, the Ghost, you got another new track? You want us some more?
Yeah, some more Hove.
Some more Hove. So we got a brand new... Some more Hove coming at you.
Yes.
I'd like to hear some Luther Vandross.
Well, we ain't got
any.
We really don't got any, though, I don't think.
Actually, I might have a little bit of Luther. I think I might got Luther on the chorus or something, if that's good enough for you. I might got him singing a hook, if that's good enough for you.
We'll see what's going on. What we can do, we can play this new song and then see what we got going on.
All right, we're
going
to play this new song, and then I'm going to try to see if I can find
Luther on the hook. I'm going to do a show. I'm going to bring all my music in.
That's cool.
And no one's going to show up.
That's cool.
I'm going to bring all my music in.
So, who got that new Hove coming for you?
Reminder.
New Hove. Blackprint. Yes. Was it Blueprint 3?
Blueprint 3.
Blackprint.
Yeah. But yeah, Blackprint.
That's
my record label, Blackprint. Eastside Records coming to a hood near you. So, yeah, check this new track out. We'll be back right here on Youth Now Radio, 88.1 CKDU FM.
Cheer.
All rhymers with Alzheimer's, line up, please. All mimes with mind freeze, please, line up, please. All bloggers with comments, please. I come in peace, I see if we can cure your amnesia by the time I leave. All mimes I harbor for, vouch for me. Tell them about the time on your mama's couch, mommy. All hustles, whoever bought an eight from me. Take this time out and set the record straight for me. Remember me, silver bullet, hard top. Mentally, they think I'm out of shape, so I have to job a memory. Think with indelible ink, I let the pen go. Verses permanently tattooed, serve as mementos. I'm so mental, my track record speaks for itself. I'm so instrumental, allow me to rekindle. Let's all reminisce like Mary did. I think I have to send you a reminder. Here it is. Even have an opinion on what I've been doing. What the hell have y'all won? Only thing you can identify with is losing. 10 number one albums in a row. Who better than me? Only the Beatles. Nobody ahead of me. I crushed Elvis in his blue suede shoes. Made the Rolling Stones seem sweet as Kool-Aid too. 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001 and beyond. 02, 03, 04, 05, 06 and 07, 08, 09. Back to back, double plat, I did what you want. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Ain't nothing changed for me, set the year it is. I think I have to send you a reminder. Here it is. I did it in without dying, my nigga. The rap like I rap without lying, then tying both together like I am, my nigga. The right 16s in between, running 16 witnesses, all the while showing these young punks what the business is. As if
I'ma let you niggas style on me as if. Now everybody see now on me. Throwbacks, I threw them back. Remember those button ups? Young ho, tell them ordinary Joe's button up. I destroy your 4.0s and Benz 500s at all points to O. Now you niggas remember me. Tell me how could you forget? Back of Johnny's album cover, red and blue Gucci shit. Ain't nothing changed but the year it is. I think I have to send you a reminder. Here it is.
Yeah.
What up?
What's going on? So I wanted to ask a question in terms of, you know, the summer is quickly coming to an end.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
No, it isn't.
It's cold out today. Anyone else feel like
this? Summer only comes to an end.
Yeah, it is kind of
summer only comes to an end if you're going back to school. Everybody knows that summer actually goes through September these days, man. The weather's changing in 2009.
This is true. But, I mean, seeing as it is a going back to school time, I'm just intrigued to know, like, you know, what plans you guys have in terms of the next... Well, September's around the corner. So what's going on for people for September?
Let me go first.
Fall is my favorite season.
Leaves are falling already.
Okay, go first then.
All right. I was on the wait list for the majority of this year for the music business course at NSCC, and I got an email the other day saying that I got in.
Yay. Nice. Round of applause.
Yay.
Thank you.
Congrats.
I love that school.
Oh, I love it too. The waterfront campus.
Are you headed to the waterfront campus?
Yes, you sir. Joey's manager now? That was going on?
He gives me 30%. I'll be his manager.
That's what I'm saying. 30%.
It's all about the business.
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't know when school starts, but it starts in September. So I'm kind of nervous.
So Glenn, you see yourself? I mean, you see yourself as a music producer? That's your goal? Is that
not really? I just do it for fun nowadays.
Okay.
But like, you know, I would love to be in like an A&R. You know, just find new music and develop it and eventually like run my own label or something like that.
No. Why have we got feedback there now?
What's I know. This is crazy.
The mic is talking back to you. Mm. They think it's a good idea.
See? The mic agrees. I'd love to work for like Sony or some major label or something like that.
Understood.
You don't want to run independent?
No, there's no money in that. I'll take all the money they're going to throw at me.
There's money in independent. You just got to do it right.
Just ask Gucci, man.
Yeah, I'm going to move to Texas and become an A&R. Because that's Texas. They get it in down there.
You know how I feel about Gucci, man.
Gucci.
Shout out to the worst super group ever. Gucci, man. OJ the Juice Man. Soulja Boy. And who was the other guy?
The fourth guy was
no one cares.
Shorty Low.
What about these fellas? What? They are
supposed to be a hip-hop super group, but in my opinion, they're four of the worst artists. But we're talking about
them. My son loves Soulja Boy.
We're talking about him getting some publicity.
I want to rephrase that. Soulja Boy ain't the worst artist in history, but like Showbiz said, his sons love
my daughter too.
He's for the kids.
So was ODB.
Soulja Boy is for, I'd say
11-year-old boys,
16 and down.
16, that's kind of old.
Man, they play him in the clubs. Hard.
You can jam to him if you got a little jag on.
If you got a jag on, or you got
what's a
you know,
jag?
It just means when you have a little alcohol in your system.
Oh, I know. I'm only playing.
Yeah. Or you know, if you got a jag on, you got little. You know what I mean? Fine dime piece in front of your dancing. You know what I mean? Feel free to
fine dime piece in front of you
to get close.
See, I'm translating this for all of our listeners out there who are just not following this. Fine dime piece out. Is that in front of
you? Fine dime piece.
Piece. I like that.
Is a good looking female.
Understood.
Made it sound all like one word.
But yeah, those are the only two times you dance to Soulja Boy. That's it.
Seriously.
If there ain't no girls around and you ain't drunk, then
you could be better off. You left the
door. Yeah, you can't be dancing the Soulja Boy doing the Superman and stuff.
You.
That ain't the business. Unless you're 16 or younger, then you can do it all day. But once you turn 17, no more Superman unless there's girls around or you're half drunk.
Okay.
And you really shouldn't be half drunk because you're 17. So therefore, if there ain't no girls around, you shouldn't be doing the Superman. No Soulja Boy.
Until he steps his pen game up.
Yes. Until he starts writing some real rhymes.
Okay. No more hating on Soulja Boy.
Ain't no one hating. We're just deciphering between, you know, the kids and real music.
I was just talking about how a super group ain't real super. That's all I was
that
saying.
That too. And a super group ain't super.
Featuring OJ the Juice Man, Gucci Mane, and Shorty Low. Shorty Low said they know I really didn't, man.
Who else has plans for this upcoming months?
I plan on taking over the world.
I'm going to go back to high school.
You're going back to high school?
Yeah.
Now,
grade 12. Is it grade 12 here?
Huh?
You're going back to high school, bro?
Yeah, flex. It's like
all the time. Cool.
Shout out to flex.
Now, how much more time do you have to do at flex?
I don't know. As long as I take.
Okay, cool. That works.
That's why it's the flexible education center.
Exactly.
Flex. Exactly. Girl, flex. Time to
The point is, I'm doing it. So.
Absolutely. That's important.
Yeah.
That's important.
Me. I think Glenn said he's taking over the world. I am taking over the world this September, for sure.
We can team up.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to school, yes, but that's not all I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing some major work in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Major work.
As always.
Yeah.
I said Lamia for me. Let's vote Lamia for me.
I'm gonna get Dad to run, and then I can help him.
I wasn't feeling that from nobody. I said Lamia for me, and it's like dead air.
I already co-signed on Putty, man.
It's in the family.
I'm back in Putty, man. Putty for mayor.
Yes.
Go home and tell him, Lamia, for real.
Dad, they want
you to run for mayor.
I'm going to tell him.
He got the Rain Man.
And he would win for sure, though. Like, he would hell win, you. Like,
I should tell you a story about
Obama. It'd be Obama in Canada, for real.
I went to one of the Rain Men's games, and I saw I didn't even know it was Putty at the time, but I saw this guy getting down, and he was doing, like, the James Brown splits and everything.
I know.
Yeah. I was like, who is that?
Every time he goes down, I'm like, who is that? And then he got closer
and then you realized, Putty? Yeah,
that is exactly my response. Putty?
Well, some guy asked him for his autograph. We were at this basketball game a couple weeks ago, and anyway, this guy comes up to him and was like, man, can I have your autograph?
Oh, sure.
I just think you're awesome. My kids were there too. What? This is not happening.
He's like the permanent halftime show.
You gotta remember, Putty's the man. Putty's in the club. Putty's at the concert.
Putty everywhere, man.
Putty had a club at one point. I'm telling you, Putty's at the Rain Man Gate, and Putty's club was popping off. I lived one block away from it. And I was there every weekend consistently.
Because
it was popping.
Yeah, she was popping.
Yeah, and Dad's still doing stuff in the community, too. So
exactly. That's why he's the mayor.
That's why he really should run for mayor, and he would win. For real.
Landslide victory.
Landslide. By a landslide, though. Like, it wouldn't even be close.
No. You know why he wouldn't win? Because his real name ain't Putty. So no one would know who he was.
No, man, all you gotta do is just put
on the ballot.
Okay, who else? I mean, KC and Marshall, what's on the horizon for you fellas, man?
Well, me and Marsh, I'm going to try to collaborate with Marsh and a few more people from our home. We're going to try to resurrect this youth group that we got going.
Mm-hmm.
Big things are popping. We're going to try to build and... So, yeah, actually, I already spoke too much. But anyway, yeah, we're going to try to do some things for the youth and write our community, you know?
Understood.
Nice. That's what we're going to do. That's what I'm going to do anyway.
Understood.
And I'm just co-signing to that and really just living life one day at a time. That's all you can do. My birthday this weekend, so I'm just going to... celebrate.
Celebration.
And then I'm just gonna exactly.
So after we've done at East Preston, you know we're all coming out to hang at your place, right?
Yeah.
That's what he just said.
That's what I just said.
Okay, cool.
I just invited everybody. Yeah. Well, I guess I missed what he said a minute ago, so he's allowed to miss what I said. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Thanks for that generosity.
Hold them dreadlocks, OGO.
Apparently, some people call them braids. You remember the
you're a grown man. They're dreadlocks.
Right? Yeah, I know. Braids. I'm like
the CBC interview.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With Nina Corfu, which was interesting. Shout if those of
Nina.
You didn't
did didn't listen, did
I listened to that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
I
sent it to you. No, you know what? I don't. I need your email.
I got some lot of airplay on it. Considering that I wasn't there.
Considering that I wasn't there. It was the Mars show. That was kind of scary. But anyway, he was everywhere.
For your community?
That's right.
Seriously.
Oh, for those people who are wondering, that's our PSAs and our... Well, here's what I'm looking for the upcoming months for iMove. I mean, obviously, for me, iMove is going to be front and center. And
yes.
We've been working long and hard. We had that three-month pilot program, and we've been running for the past 3 months without a net. And I just want to say that I'm very proud of the people, my colleagues in the studio here and those who are not in the studio, because you guys have stuck with the program and have supported it even when, you know, nobody else was sort of supporting it in a real concrete way. I mean, that just sort of in terms of, you know, the finances. So what I see up and coming is, I mean, for our listeners out there, stay tuned, because we're coming at you through the radio. We're coming at you through the television, through the internet. We're going to be...
We'll be in your community.
In your communities.
Working with you and your people and your children and your brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
Telling you, we're for the people. We're not just here to talk on the radio. We're here to come help make this city a better place. So
that's for the kids.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Trick Love
iMove
kids.
Is a movement.
It is a movement, and I think the movement really will be launched in the coming
in the fall,
September.
Baby.
Yep.
Yeah, September.
Coming to a hood near you.
Coming to a hood near you. You got a track for us, Case?
Yeah, the Ghost got something. So we're going to go with the final thoughts. My final thoughts, first and foremost.
Is that time already?
Yeah. Yeah. It's 5 to 7.
Yeah, man. First and foremost, I want to say, it was a good show. Becky, I feel you. The city sucks, and hopefully the municipal government will recognize the treaty that was signed back in 1752. Mars, isn't that around the same time our treaty was signed? With the land?
Yeah, matter of fact, see, that's a whole different show. 1755, they gave the land to Theopolis Chamberlain. Mm-hmm. He didn't distribute it properly. Yeah, and then there's another document for the new Preston plan. That's a whole nother show, man. Yeah, I never even thought about that. That was 1755.
So,
we'll have to get into it again then.
We will.
Pass the mic right.
So first of all, I had a good weekend. It was a good show. Peace, love, and happiness to everybody who's listening. Shout out to all the digital girls.
And the digital boys?
No, there's no such thing.
Digital boys out there.
I'm not going to shout them out.
Not on my computer.
Becky, you guys can shout them out.
There's digital boys out there.
Stay on the internet.
So bad is suspicious. Yes, I know.
I mean, what you know about digital boys? You got a few?
No comment.
Oh, no.
Bang, bang.
If you're one of Lamia's digital boys, call in the show.
494-2487.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it.
They're like 40 guys.
Don't do it. I'll block you.
They said Lamia's cute. I'm not getting put on her block list.
Yeah.
So that's my final thought and everything.
I'm saying all these words that you're teaching us. I'm not joking. Shout out to my aunt Christine. She said she'd be listening. Shout out to Dartmouth North Community Center.
Yeah. Shout out to the youth that are having youth drop-in night tonight, which is the only center I know that opens up their community center to kids.
Nice.
12 o'clock midnight.
Really?
They trust
beautiful.
Them that much.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, that's
what you need.
Out. That is what you need, man.
Yeah,
trailblazing, you know what I mean? Setting the stage for all the other youth centers and rec centers in the city. They should be doing that more often.
Yeah.
Wamp, wamp.
24/7 drop-in. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, I hear that.
Seriously.
One. I hear that one.
Yeah. So we need this.
Yeah, it means everyone's home hours ain't good, and everyone's home ain't good, and
exactly.
Sometimes some people need to
sometimes
go at 3, 4 in the morning.
Sometimes people need to go somewhere at 4 in the morning. Exactly. Yep. They don't need to be out. They need to be in, but just not in their house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll say my final thoughts. I just hope that this thing with the treaty, you know, gets resolved, and that that the government starts to respect our treaties more. And also, I'd like to shout out to Selena and Phil, because they're getting married today, because I remember we're talking about weddings, so it reminded me.
Yes, Selena and Phil, congrats.
Congratulations.
What up?
Too bad it had to rain.
Blessings is blessings.
Okay, and that's about it. That's all it for me.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to say is,
peace, love, and happiness. Happy birthday to me, early. And yes,
and the party's at Marsh's house on Saturday.
At Marsh's house on Saturday afternoon and evening. Show up after 4. And
we ain't telling you where it is. Grill. If you don't know,
If you don't know, you better find out. Because I'm putting myself on blast like that. I only want a few people, not thousands.
Invite some digital girls.
Oh, there will be digital girls and many digital more girls. Anyway, so yeah, that's my final thoughts. Peace, love, and happiness.
Okay, all passing right. The mic to the left. Is it to the level or the right? Go ahead.
That's me. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to say I love Halifax.
Oh, wow.
Because I know that we talked a lot about.
Yeah. But we had to get it out. Here.
We had to get it out. But, anyways, yeah. That's it for me. Final thoughts. I love Halifax. We're doing big things in September.
For sure. For sure. And last but not least, I mean, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. And we'll be back here next week, same time, same place. And, you know, just we look forward to seeing you again, our viewers.
All right, so we got some new.
It's not new.
All right, so we got Timberland coming up for a minute, and after that, we got Timberland. Swing Arrangement coming up. So Timberland. Stay tuned for that.
What up, Charles?
Youth Now on the way out. Charles setting up. So we're gonna give you a minute, some Timberland, and then Charles gonna hit y'all with some Swing Arrangement. So right here on 88.1 CKDU. Check us out. See y'all next week. Peace.
Tempo has reached critical level. Tempo has reached critical level.
Bounce. I like it. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Bounce. Come here, girl. Come here.